The Democratic head of the Federal Election Commission, Ellen Weintraub, has been concerned about the electorate's faith in the FEC. Now, about a week and a half ago, she told CNN the FEC has some serious priorities.
There are threats from abroad that our national intelligence community has been warning about. There are bipartisan bills in Congress that cannot get votes, that cannot get through Congress, that would address the serious and real threats to our democracy. That's where we need to be focusing our attention.
Now, at the time, she was talking about the president's impact on the Americans' faith in the system. But now, the Federal Election Commission is about to lose one of its longtime four commissioners. And while the three who are left will still be able to meet and conduct some limited business, that's pretty much all they'll be able to do. So we want to get more about this. Bloomberg Government Senior Editor for Money and Politics, Ken Doyle, joining me now in our Bloomberg 99.1 studio here in Washington, D.C. Ken, the timing for this is just rotten when you look at it from the election point of view.
It was a surprise announcement by one of the Republican commissioners, Matt Peterson. He's been there for 11 years. Ellen Weintraub, who you just played, has been there for even longer than that. The FEC is an agency that has a very important job of regulating politics and making sure that our elections are fair and that rules are followed. But it's an agency that really often gets ignored by, Washington, let alone the rest of the country. And so it's been ignored, and the people that are serving on the commission have been there for a very long time, and they have kind of been gridlocked in their views. And people just haven't been paying attention to it. But now we've got a situation where there's really a crisis on the FEC because they – they're not only gridlocked, but now they can't even perform basic functions like writing rules and especially considering enforcement cases. So if somebody says the campaign finance laws were broken, they file a complaint with the FEC. With only three commissioners, they can't even vote on whether to investigate, whether to fine somebody to enforce our laws. And that is something that will hopefully force the White House and Congress to take a look at the FEC and say who should be on this commission, what should be their job, and give a little bit of support to this agency that's been such a backwater and so ignored.
It's supposed to have six commissioners. It's right. Only had four for more than a year, and right. Now it's going to be down to three.
Right. They've had vacancies for more than a year. It's not only that, even. All of the commissioners serving are past their terms. They have six-year terms. Mm-hmm. They're allowed to serve in what's called holdover status if there's not a replacement. So you have people that were supposed to be replaced years and years ago, including Matt Peterson, who just finally left. And they have nobody's paid attention to it because it's very difficult for Republicans and Democrats to agree on this. It's a very unusual agency that has an equal number of Republicans and Democrats. Nominees are usually paired together. And so the parties have to agree on who's the best people to have on there, who's going to be fair to both sides. And we're in an atmosphere right now where things are so polarized, it's become very difficult for people to agree on who the referee should be in the game, basically.
Let's say status quo remains even as we are in election season,
right.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
eyeball deep in it as
yeah.
we approach
mm-hmm.
2020. Mm-hmm. What does that mean for the election? Is there a crucial job that they have other than watchdog?
The main job is enforcement. So people will still file complaints. They'll still say, oh, this guy's violating the law. Mm-hmm. My opponent is doing something, taking too much money from somebody, taking foreign money, coordinating with super PACs, all of these things that are supposed to be illegal. But there's nobody there to say yes or no, that happened, that didn't happen. Here's somebody should have to pay a penalty. The laws are still there, and the Justice Department theoretically can bring criminal cases, but that's very rare because criminal cases are hard to prove. And it's much more common to have, a complaint process, an administrative enforcement process where the FEC, looks at these cases, issues opinions about whether, who's right, who's wrong, is able to assess fines, and that gives guidance to the people in the process. And it's really another step into what people are calling the sort of Wild West of politics, where we have, rules that have been placed for decades that are just not being enforced, and people are not being paying attention to it. And you have a crisis of confidence potentially among the public about whether the process is fair.
Just from your story on the Bloomberg terminal about the commissioner's resignation from the FEC, And just from some of the things you said, it's clear this is a big development in the FEC world. But I want to get some historic perspective in the minute we have left. Just have we seen this before? Is there a path out of this?
Yeah, there, it has happened before, but it was, you know, like a 6-month period where they didn't have a quorum. There was, you know, more intense focus on it, and they were able to finally agree on some commissioners. But it is it's something that is not really, you know, a good situation to be in right before this key election coming up.
Right.
And as we're still trying to sort out stuff from the last election about what happened and whether it was legal or not.
So would they also be having to deal with the down ballot races as well?
I mean, it's
more than just the
All of the congressional and all federal elections, so president and House and Senate. And there will be complaints filed. There will be people talking about their opponents not following the law. But as I say, there's nobody to step in and sort things out. And there, and so, you know, really the most aggressive people who are willing to push the envelope are advantaged by this is really what the bottom line is.
Okay, we're going to keep watching this with you. Thank you so much, Ken
Thanks,
Doyle,
Amy.
Senior Editor for Money and Politics for Bloomberg Government. Thanks again.